Hi, it's June 15, the day when the hit comedy Blackadder premiered in 1983, rated as the second best British comedy series of all time. That original series was actually a joint production between the BBC and the Seven Network here in Australia.
As I shall be known from now on, the Black Vegetable.
It was in 1994 that the movie that became the highest-grossing animated film of all time premiered, The Lion King. Hakuna Matata. Mick Jagger was knighted on this day in 2002, which upset bandmate Keith Richards.
I was surprised, actually. There's a guy who went to London School of Economics, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean? This is like not one for the hierarchy.
Birthdays: Russell Hitchcock, singer with Air Supply, is 71. How about Air Supply? Russell and longtime bandmate Graham Russell and former bass guitarist Jeremy Paul are all June babies. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. Comedy actor James Belushi turned 66, was in some great movies, including the action hit Red Heat with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then came the sitcom According to Jim.
Ruby's going through one of those difficult times that all girls go through, you know, between the ages of 14 and 80.
Actress Helen Hunt is 57 today. She had her first professional role at the age of 9 before starring in the series Mad About You. She won an Oscar for her role in As Good As It Gets.
I'm honored to work in a year when there were so many magnificent performances.
Big day for sitcom stars. Courtney Cox is 56, first seen dancing with Bruce Springsteen. Then there was Family Ties and, of course, Friends.
No. Stop it. Okay,
to Monica.
As I said, it's all about sitcoms. Leah Remi from The King of Queens is the big 5-0 today.
Do you understand what mommy is saying?
Neil Patrick Harris is 47. Remember Doogie Howser? Went on to star in How I Met Your Mother.
Make every night legendary.
And AFL's Luke Hodge turns 36, one of only three players to win the Norm Smith medal twice.
That's a goal, I think.
Finally, Harry Nilsson was also born on this day. The singer-songwriter best known for the hits Without You and Everybody's Talkin' died aged 52 in 1994.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying.
Remembering Harry Nilsson on June 15.